with a future and a past. A little attitude problem, all good, it'll make shit last. Don't make it too easy, girl, don't take it too fast. Yeah, that's it right there, that's it, do it just like that. Only you could do it just like that. And I love it when your hair's still wet, cause you just took a shower. Running on a treadmill and only eating salad. Sound so smart, like you graduated college. Like you went to Yale, but you probably went to Howard, knowing you. Weekend in Miami, trying to study by the pool. Couple things do, but you always get it done. Might have been a time where I loved her too, but you take that away, you always been the one. One, I wonder why the moon looks nice, girl. Maybe it's just right for the night. You see niggas coming on too strong, girl. They want you in their life as a wife. That's why you wanna have no sex, why you wanna protest, why you wanna fight for your right. Cause you don't love them boys, pussy run they thing, fuck that noise. I know things get hard, but girl, you got it, there you go. Can't you tell by how they looking at you everywhere you go? Wondering what's on your mind, it must be hard to be that fine. When all these motherfuckers wanna waste your time, it's just amazing, girl, and all I can say is I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Everything's adding up, you've been through hell and back. That's why you're bad as fuck and you
bad I am. All of them bitches, I'm better than. Mansions in Malibu, Babylon. But I never mention everything I dabble in. And I always ride slow when I'm straddling. And my shit's so wet, you gotta paddle in. Gotta roll, gotta roll your boat. It's Pink Friday, records on the RBO. Send this to pop out on the realest steel. The best legal team, so the deals is ill. That's Mac OPI in the fragrance too. Apparel, I'm dominating every avenue. Cobblestone, good view, little gravel too. Gotta pay for the underage travel too. Cause I flip, fly, I'm flying high. Ain't got time to talk, just high and vibing.
I know things get hard, but girl, you got it, there you go. Can't you tell by how they looking at you everywhere you go? Wondering what's on your mind, it must be hard to be that fine. When all these motherfuckers wanna waste your time, it's just amazing, girl. And all I can say is, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Everything's adding up, you've been through hell and back. That's why you're bad as fuck and you know you are. Proud of you. Everything's adding up. You've been through hell and back. That's why you're bad as fuck, and you know you are.
What's up, y'all? This is Trey Love, the one and only Playboy Count. Today is October 5th. It is approximately 3:33. PM. I just wanted to do a check-in. It's Friday, y'all. L.A. swinging out here live from the Sugar Shack. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to do a shout-out real quick to my baby daughter, and that's why I started today's show. And this is just an impromptu show with I'm So Proud of You, because I am, as a father, truly proud of my baby. You know, she's a tyke, y'all, 6 months old, about to be 7 months, September 10th. But, I mean, she's a chip off the old block, man. She's jumping right into the world. Right into her her being, her essence, her beginning. I mean, she's just advanced. She's smiling. She's a gummy bear. You know what I mean? Wide open. So I just want to say to her, I'm so, so proud of her. Just give some shout-outs, y'all. This is like a little funny show for me, man, because I'm pushing my baby, you know, in the name of people like Matthew Knowles, you know, who pushed Beyonce all the way to the top. You know, Will Smith, who's currently pushing Jaden and Willow all the way to the top. You know, it's kind of things like that. Tiger Woods' dad, Mr. Williams, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Richard Williams that pushed, you know, Venus and Serena to where they are. You know, it takes a parent's guidance, you know, to really make and manifest the best a person can be out of. You know, if your father is over there saying, hey, boy, you know, you can shoot that ball, you know. I'm sure when Michael Jordan, Mr. James Jordan was over there, he was rooting, you know, every game, rooting for his baby, you know. And look what Michael Jordan ended up becoming. Same thing with Michael Jackson. Look at what he ended up becoming. You know, we joke about, you know, the Joe Jacksons, but, you know, it's kind of one of those things. These people that have entertained us so beautifully have given us these moments had it not been for proper parenting and nurturing. So, you know, this is kind of Lewis Smith now, you know, more so than Trey Love, because I'm talking about my baby, y'all, pushing my baby to the top. I just want to give you a couple of updates. It's been 6 months of life, but this little girl has been moving. March 10th, 2012, 11:34 p.m., I was there to witness everything, got it on videotape. Sophia Marcelina Smith, a.k.a. Ducey, was born. It was a magic moment. Of course, you know, just seeing the birth of a human being, you know, to be able to be there. And shout out to her mother, Sophia Reed, for taking the time out of her life to give me my child, you know, to give birth to this wonderful, beautiful human being. But it was amazing to watch and to see this little girl just come to the planet, y'all. I mean, for every male that's experienced it, for every female that's currently a mother, for every person that's ever been able to be into a room, watch a human life come into this world, it's a very beautiful thing. And then it's amazing to watch him grow. I mean, to spend every day with Deuce the way I've been doing, it's just been wild, man, to just be with this girl for every inch, every moment, every smile, every, you know, quirk, every time, you know, look, I'm cold, you know, I'm hot, you know, the frustrations and the I'm hungry, you know, it's just funny to watch a little person grow up into life. So, yeah, March 10th, 2012, 11:34 p.m. was the moment of her birth. She got here and was hanging out since. Another date that is a very special date in the life of this young lady is June 25th, 2012. That is the day this young lady went to a casting, Maricole Ballantyne casting, and booked her first gig. We were in a music video together actually portraying father and daughter. We got the part. The name of the music video is Alita's Way. It was just so much fun. We did a day worth of shooting, and me and Deuce rocked that. You know, we rocked that. And I was just, again, so proud because that was her first audition, and she went and nailed it. And over the years, I've been in the industry, and I've nailed quite a few auditions myself, and it's kind of like, I felt the lightning rod being passed on. It's like, oof, I got my baby here. You know, she knew how to work the camera. She was smiling. She really charmed the casting agent. So, yeah, Deuce booked her first role, y'all, June 25th, 2012. Now, the reason I'm even doing this show is because Deuce is currently in a photo contest. It's called the Macy's Little Stars Photo Contest. It's on Facebook. The link is on my Facebook page, Artistically, Trey Love, me and Trey Love. Please go to that link, and you go every single day until October the 15th. That's the end of the contest. I just, you know, I would hope that, you know, a lot of the people that are my friends, people that are my fans and support, please help me with this, because my thing is, at least, you know, let them know that our babies are contender. You know, for all the people that, you know, say, hey, Trey, I love you, and give us all the likes on her beautiful pictures, y'all come through and show some love, man, because I'm really trying to push my daughter all the way to the top. You know, she's a beautiful child, beautiful spirit. You know, I'm putting everything I can into her. It's an investment, you know, to look at it. If you're investing in your children, you're investing in yourself. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm doing. Also, she has two auditions coming up next week. She's already signed an agency. So, actually, of course, you know, she's under her daddy's agency. So we're getting it. You know, I'm managing her. And just to give you some updates on me, to all the people out there that, you know, support me and love me around the nation, be on the lookout 2013. I'm going to be hitting the ground. I'm going to get back out there and touch, you know, my people in Georgia. I'm coming home. I'm going to Florida. I'm going to Chicago. I'm going to be out there in New York dealing with Tina Graham over there. I'm going to be in Texas. Let me think. Where else am I looked up? I think Carolinas, basically, y'all, Mississippi, all you down south, you know, East Coast folks, man, look out for me. You know, if you're in college, you know, hit me up, treylove@treylove.com. You can call me 323-508-1831. Yo, y'all book me and be on the lookout for a podcast coming up real, real soon. I'm going to be doing a lot of stuff on podcasts, but, you know, just keeping y'all posted, man, doing what I got to do to keep grinding, to keep shining, you know what I'm saying? And, again, got to give a shout-out to this daughter of mine, y'all, born 7 pounds, 7 ounces, March 10th, 2012, 11:34 p.m., Sophia Marcelina Smith. And, again, like I said, you know, just making my investments into my baby, you know what I mean? I think that anyone that claims to love themselves, oh, it's all about me, you know, and want to do this flash and cash and all that stuff, that's cool, but the children are our future, man, and you got to invest in these babies, you know what I'm saying? Because these babies is the ones that's going to invest in us. I'm spending a little time with it right now, live on the radio. You going to say something on the radio, baby? Huh? You going to say something, Deuce? Say something, baby. She's just sitting here looking at the radio. You're not going to say nothing? Come on, I got you on the mic. The mic's wide open. You're not going to say nothing? You smell good. In there playing with her, y'all. See if I can get her to make some noise or something. Don't make me pinch you. You're not going to say none. You going to let them hear you breathe? Yeah, y'all, that's Doofy live just looking at the microphone. She not going to say none. Love you, baby girl. But yeah, y'all, let's support her, yo. The Macy's Little Stars Photo Contest. Go to my page, Artistically Trey Love, Comedian Trey Love, y'all, and let's vote. Let's help get this girl, you know what I'm saying, started. Like I said, let's at least make her a contender. I want to say to everybody within the sound of my voice, know that I put God first and foremost in my life, as you should, you know, and seek ye first the kingdom of God, all things shall fall unto you. Ask ye first. Now, asking it shall be given you, seeking it shall find, and knocking it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, to him that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be open. I want to thank you for taking the time out of your life to listen to my segment, my show today about my baby. I'm going to take it home with a little bit of my own stuff, you know. Keep it original. You know, we're running it over here to the likes of Master P, you know, people like that, that, again, invest in your children. I'm just trying to do the same thing and make sure that my baby has, and also to make sure that she knows she's number one in my life and that I love her. That's what a lot of children are missing, and know that they are loved. All right, y'all, take it home with some Trey Love. A boy needs a girl. Peace, y'all.
Good. I keep them coming to be with me. It takes a whole lot of woman.